Hello, Open Heart Project Sangha. It is great to see you. I am looking forward, I think, to introducing our final theme of the year for December, which is the wisdom of knowing nothing. And the only reason I say I think is because anything I can tell you about what I know about knowing nothing would put me outside the wisdom arena. So we're talking about what is ephemeral, what is inscrutable, what is unknowable. So I'll do my best to offer something useful and we'll see what happens. And if you are new to the Open Heart Project Sangha, welcome. It's great that you're here. I want to recap very briefly for you and others what we have done in 2021, but don't feel that you have to go back and listen to anything. You certainly don't. You can jump in right here. But as a reminder for us all, we spent 2021 focused on what are called the four dharmas of Gampopa. These are four lines of wisdom, or dharmas, written by a Kagyu lineage sage named Gampopa, who kindly laid out the entire spiritual journey in four lines. And we divided the year into four three-month segments and explored themes according to each of the dharmas. So the first dharma of Gampopa is, grant your blessing so that my mind may be one with the dharma. So we looked at We re-examine the foundations of our practice. How do I make my mind one with the Dharma? Grant your blessing so that Dharma may progress along the path. How do I cultivate the qualities that arise from meditation practice, or deepen them, or acknowledge them? Wisdom, compassion, confidence, and so on. In the third 3 months of the year, we examine themes related to the third dharma of Gampopa, grant your blessings so that the path may clarify confusion. So I do my practice, I cultivate or deepen or acknowledge the qualities, the personal qualities that result from that practice, and then I go out into my world. And I want to bring my practice there too, to clarify confusion. So in this third 3 months, we looked at our lives and how they can become part of our practice, our home, our relationships, our creativity, and so on. In the final 3 months, we come to the fourth dharma of Gampopa, grant your blessing so that confusion may dawn as wisdom. Not just my mind is one with the dharma, not just dharma progresses along the path, not just the path clarifies confusion, all of those things are great, but confusion can actually become a source of wisdom. How is that possible? That's what we've been sort of attempting to approach in October, November, and now December through contemplating the sense perceptions, through examining the nature of creativity, and now through the wisdom of knowing nothing. So sense perceptions, creativity, and acknowledging that we don't know all put us beyond the realm of conventional thought, into the realm of not knowing. Almost so many of you are involved in creative pursuits, whether you think you are or not. And one of the first gestures of mind in creating something, whether it's an email or a painting or a book, is you encounter a blank space. There's nothing there. And then perhaps something arises and you go with it. And then it's not there anymore. And something else arises and you go with that. And it's all predicated on not knowing. Not knowing invites intuition, auspiciousness, synchronicity, and so on. And we don't know what those things are going to look like. But when we enter a situation, whether it's an artistic situation or any other kind, thinking, I know what's happening, I know what this means, I know what's going to happen next. Those are useful things, by the way. I'm not trying to discount them. We need those things in the conventional world to make our way. But those things cause intuition and the knowing beyond knowing to take a back seat. So again, knowing, having opinions, having judgments, critiques, insights, those things are necessary. I'm not trying to poo-poo them. We need them to get by, as mentioned. But on the spiritual journey, not knowing is more instructive than anything. Again, study, very important. We're studying together right now. We're studying not knowing. Some of you are very drawn to the classical teachings. I am too. The Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, which is the fourth truth. The Four Reminders, the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, the Six Paramitas, the Four Immeasurables, thank you, teachings. All those things are amazing, phenomenal, necessary, brilliant, profound. So I'm not saying, oh, that's not worth studying, because certainly it is. But then studying those things, in a sense, sort of sets us up to go beyond. The habitual patterns of mind, to find a state of mind that is more fresh. More fresh can be also more frightening, because we arm ourselves with what we know. Well, I understand this, or I know how to do that. That's great. Those are wonderful things. But when we use them to block direct experience, to comfort ourselves or cocoon ourselves, then those things become traps. So I ask you in this month of December, as in our calendar, the year turns, there's a natural relating with not knowing. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I want to go beyond my habitual patterns, the problems I encounter over and over again. I want to deepen things. I want to build things. I want to let go of things. These are really valuable things to consider. It probably goes without saying. But all of those are questions. What do I want? How do I build it? How do I let go? How do I change? Questions are central to the wisdom of not knowing. Of course, we want answers, so that's fine. Do your best to get your answers. But to hold the question with a sense of interest and friendship is as valuable on a different level than whatever answers we might come up with. So I think I'll leave it at that. I know this is quite short, but short may be best when it comes to what is beyond language, beyond conventional knowing, beyond habitual patterns. So I'll close by saying I thank you for being part of this Sangha with me. I thank you for your practice. I thank you for your work, which could be summarized as the effort to replace bad habits with good habits, bad habits of mind with good habits of mind and heart. So I'm not saying you're riddled with bad habits, but, you know, no more or less than me or anybody else. We all have habitual patterns in our minds that cause us suffering and therefore cause suffering for others. And at the root of our practice to date is attempting to replace those bad habits with good habits of openness, of kindness, of truth, of genuineness, of reality, the reality of who you are and your experience. So I want to honor you for that effort. I want to commend you and appreciate you for doing that work, which can change the world. I know that sounds trite, but that's where real change begins, is in that dispensing with the bad habits of mind and creating good habits of mind, which you are doing. And I thank you for that. So as you go through this month of December and you feel confused about things, big or small, who am I? Where did I put that thing? Whatever your questions might be, See if you can take little beats, little pauses in the space of not knowing. And see what it feels like to not know. I don't know. I don't know. Can you rest in not knowing? So see if you can find such moments, and not to force yourself and not to try to learn anything from them, which is a funny twist. Because when we try to know something about not knowing or learn something about not knowing, oh yeah, now I know that about not knowing, we have let go of the path and taken refuge in knowing, which has its place for sure. But here we want to examine the refuge of not knowing. So I'm always interested to hear what you think. Please keep me posted. Have a wonderful holiday, and I'll see you in January 2022.